Now, you might have heard The Breakfast Show this morning reflecting on the fact that the new Bontehierville neighborhood safety team was being deployed today. It has never felt more urgent than it feels following the absolutely shattering news of a sexual assault on a very tiny child this past weekend. To tell us more about what happened and what role this new team is going to play in fighting crime in Bontehierville, I'm joined by the local ward councillor, Angus McKenzie. Angus, it's always great to have you on the show, but it's awful to be speaking in circumstances like this. I don't even want to utter the words that an eight-month-old child was raped this weekend. What can you tell us?
So, you know, it's funny, I was a bit late to take your call earlier because I had a TV interview and I actually broke down in tears yet again for the umpteenth time in the last 48 hours, just replaying what happened to this young child. It's completely unacceptable. I think even more than that, our community at large is the moral decay and the loss of self-respect within not just Bontehierville but just across Cape Town and across where we are, that we would still find it normal to rape a child, a baby, in this way. It's completely unacceptable. I'm nauseated by it, and I actually don't know what to say. What I can tell you is I've met with a family this morning, very emotional. We are going to be supporting this family. I've already engaged the MEC with the family of social development so that we're sending our teams out to the family. They're already on site to the family already. So from a social development point of view, social working point of view, we're there. I will commit myself to every single court appearance that's going to come from this case, because I will not allow someone to get away with what they've done to this child. And I really hope that as communities we unite around the right thing. And the right thing is to stand up for families like this and to stand up for people that need us more than anything at this moment in time. It stems beyond politics. This is human.
It's beyond belief, Angus. What can you tell us about the circumstances? How much do we know about what happened and who might have been involved? Has a police case been opened? Has any suspect been identified?
So the police have confirmed the case. I do know a lot about who, what, and why, but it is so emotional and so traumatic. And it will shock so many people if I told you at this point in time. So I'd really, and I think that more than anything, the family needs to be safeguarded through this process, because that child needs to try and live a normal life one day. So it is very traumatic. It will shock you if you knew the entire story. All that we can really do at this point in time is pray for this family.
Angus, I completely understand the need for the utmost discretion here. Can you tell us how the child is doing? One can't even want to think about the nature of injuries. Has medical care been seen to?
So the child was immediately taken once they'd found out what had happened, because they found out while changing her diaper. They found out what had happened. She was immediately taken to Red Cross Hospital, where she was seen. Red Cross informed the police immediately as well. The police was also accompanied the family yesterday at a called Bremer Hospital, where tests were done on the child, etc. The child is better. The child is in a lot of pain, but the child is strong.
It's unthinkable. Angus, all right. A police case has been opened, and from what you say, we hope and trust that an arrest is going to follow and that court appearances will follow. I'm mindful of the fact that as horrific as this individual crime is, it is not a standalone occurrence, and that you are living in a community where 40 people have been murdered this year alone. We're talking 44 it is now. Yeah. We're talking on the day on which the new neighborhood safety team is being deployed. How hopeful are you? How confident are you that that new visibility of that unit is going to make a difference?
I'm eternally hopeful that change will come. We've worked extremely hard for the last 2.5 years to get this team in place in Bontehierville, and so it's been realized now. During our operation this morning, we were able to apprehend two individuals while patrolling in the streets with the team. So for me, what is important is we know we have a lack of police visibility. We know we have a lack of SAPs' inability to do their jobs properly in the area. We're aware of that. This neighborhood safety team gives us 100 with officers that are able to create police visibility, create a sense of safety within the area and calm within the area, and actually really start walking from door to door. I've made it very clear to the team this morning that I don't want to see vehicles. I want to see Bobby on the beat. I want to see officers walking the streets every hour of the day. I want the community to work with these officers, and I want the South African Police Services to support these officers. The only way we're going to get this right is if we actually all work together. Every single person needs to work together in this regard to make this a success. And if we are able to do that, it's irrelevant of the team. If we are able to work together, we will overcome these challenges that we are facing. But you must also remember that it's not just about arresting a criminal and prosecuting a criminal. It's about fixing the family that criminal comes from. And so as part of the neighborhood safety team, we also have a huge social development arm to it as well, which speaks to programs like Men in Masculinity, Women for Change, and Strengthening Family programs, which will run concurrently with the patrols and the more visible policing that's taking place in the area at the moment.
Angus McKenzie, thank you so much for your time. Ward Councillor for Bonterheuvel. And Carol, I know you're not the only one feeling as utterly disgusted as you've expressed on the SMS line, as I am. Everybody else hearing that news of the rape of an 8-month-old baby girl in that community. Angus, Carol also says a hats off to you for the work that you do. And I'm sure many others share that sentiment as well. And an horrific story. We will keep you posted as one hopes arrests follow swiftly. And as and when more information is available, we'll share it with you.